my new job, Judith Johnson. As a healthcare worker with the elderly, I never knew when my job will end. My client was doing fine when I went home for the weekend, as usual. Early Monday morning, I get a call from my supervisor saying that my client was sick and had been taken to the hospital. In less than a week, she was sent to hospice. She was lively and fun to be around. I miss her and were really sad. At the same time, I had to think about getting another job. I wanted to try a new agency, so I decided to take some time off. It was close to Christmas, and I hadn't been home for a long time. So I took 2 weeks vacation in Trinidad to be with my family. I plan to start looking for a job after I come back. While I was on vacation, my friend called me and told me about an agency with lots of jobs, which was looking for people with experience. I took the number, and as soon as I got back, I called the agency to make an appointment. Before the manager finished speaking to me, she asked me if I could come in the next day. I was hired right away and sent to a job the same morning. My client was a 79-year-old woman, old lady with dementia. As I got to her door and rang the bell, I heard her running to the door. She opened it with a very aggressive behavior, looking confused and complaining. I am late for my doctor appointment. I had to step away from her to get control of my thoughts and think fast how to handle this situation. As I stepped into her home, I said, "Good morning, Mrs. Thomas. How are you today? My name is Judith Johnson from Step Healthcare Agency. I will be your caregiver." She said, "I need to get dressed and go to my doctor appointment." I said to her, "I was told your appointment is tomorrow." She keeps saying, "No, it's today." Eventually, I had to call my supervisor to convince my new client that her appointment was the next day. Okay, where is it? Okay, I will take you on time. Some part is missing though. Then the client calmed down. I asked her if she had eaten, and she said, "No." I said, "I will make your breakfast. What would you like to eat?" She said, "I like to go to the restaurant across the street. Would you like to come with me?" I said, "Yes, I will. I would." We had a beautiful morning, and she had a good day. At the end of the shift, she asked, "Can you come back tomorrow?" I said, "Sure. Remember, I have to take you to your doctor appointment tomorrow." She said, "Yes, I remember." Because it was my new job, I had to call my supervisor at the end of my shift to tell her how the day went. She was in shock because Mrs. Thomas never asked for a caretaker to come back. The agency was always looking for someone new to send to her. Now, I have been working with Mrs. Thomas for 6 months, and she is doing better.